Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Close your eyes. Relax. Let yourself go. Empty your mind. Drag negative thoughts from the downloads folder of your brain and into the trash. Now right click. Empty bin. Select yes. I am sure. Now, breathe in. Slowly. Through your nose holes. Hold that breath. Bit longer. Exhaling out the toxins, the bad thoughts. Last night's lambooner. In, out.
Don't say it.
In, out.
Shake it all about.
Look, I mean, I can't take it seriously.
Sorry. Let's go again.
You are the world's greatest podcast host.
Go on.
Better than Rogan.
Yeah, that's it. Go on.
Better than Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on.
Better than Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
Feeling peaceful.
Oh, yeah. So peaceful.
Confident.
Really confident.
You will pay the champ an extra 10% of advertising revenue.
Oh, come on! Using hypnosis for personal gain is explicitly against the code.
Buy me a Picanto.
Today on Wrestling with a Champ, we reveal the Ginger Ninja's top three biggest breaks. It's an all-new, bone-crunching, blockbuster of an episode, and it's next.
Top Pumps, the official trading card game from the Pub Wrestling Federation. Featuring all your favourite pub categories. Foreign lagers, number of urinals, telly size, carpet stickiness, luxury level up smoking area, barmaid tip ability.
Ooh, you lose.
A former crone. Personally signed cards from the Stars of the Ring, Vienna, Indigo, Lady Cornwall, the Nuneaton Nightmare, Sheldon Sheldrake, and yours, truly, madly, deeply, the Ginger Ninja. Play the turn-based phenomenon everyone's talking about on the internet. Top Pumps from the PWF, pulling pints, not punches. Available in selected branches of Olive's newsagent.
Summer slamming.
Wrestling with a Champ.
It's the champ's top three biggest breaks. Let's go ahead, champ, and start with number three.
That number three were brutal.
And what was the event?
2007's Tractor Factor. It was shit.
I mean, I think that's a little unfair.
Big Dave's farm were one of the smelliest places I've ever wrestled. And I've wrestled in my own skin.
And that this was Tractor Factor 12, where you broke a grand total of 83 of your own bones.
I did.
On a farm.
Yes.
Talk us through it.
Well, the PWF made a last-minute appearance at Tractor Factor to promote its new alcoholic beverage at the time, Mar-Pierre.
What did that taste like?
Nutty, with notes of asparagus. Those real ale freaks will drink anything with a sexy badge. It's like they're necking a pint of Terry Pratchett every time. Anyway, the ring was made out of hay bales. They're straw, but straw isn't that soft. Not when it's compacted. Like feathers.
Feathers.
All soft and tickly on their own, but strap them to a duck and have one thrown at your head at speed.
Quack bomb.
Exactly. It's sunset at the height of summer, and I'm now on the top of this itchy A-ring, sweating me knackers off, gagging from all the flaming cowpats around the outside. Now, the finisher was supposed to be a proper punch fest between me and Steve. Me punch, he punch, me punch, he punch. Then I give him a finger poke. He falls face down into the turd mines and gets counted out.
What happened?
The glass collector thought he heard a stray bicycle bell, which he thought was the last owner's bell. So he goes berserk and snap suplexes me right off the top air bell. Bang. Smashed 40 bones right there.
Yeah, well, what happened to the others? You broke 83 bones.
I broke another 22 trying to flip myself up like Shawn Michaels.
Yep, 62.
And the final 21 trying to walk to the bar afterwards for a refreshing pint of my PA.
You really never know when you're beaten.
And I've been beaten a lot.
So how did you feel, champ, after you were essentially paralysed by your own uncle? For people listening, the glass collector, a.k.a. Steve Van Ravenstone, is the champ's uncle.
Was me uncle. I divorced him.
Can you divorce your uncle?
After he makes your bones feel like a chicken trapped on a spin cycle. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh yes, someone's standing at your door. Somebody's ringing the bell, oh yes.
The dong. Doorbell.
A devil of a device and a fiendishly good price. Oh yes.
See who's at the door from the comfort of your calfskins and bell.
Hello, delivery for Mr. Dertica. Oh, I don't know, could be French.
Leave it at the door.
Yes, sorry mate, can't, need a signature. Any old scribble will do.
Signature this. Rest in peace of mind.
From ad breaks to hot takes. Wrestling with the champ.
Number two of the champ's big breaks. Oh, sorry. There you go.
Against John Senior.
You can't see me.
Yeah, I can. You're there.
Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Easy. I'd shag hustle, marry loyalty, kill respect.
We're talking about the one and only time you faced off against John Senior, which turned out to be one of the most devastating multi-breaks of your career.
I only broke one bone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My old spine.
But your spine?
Yeah.
I mean, there's 26 tiny, teeny bones in your spine.
But collectively, what do you call them? Your spine bone.
No. No, I don't think you do.
I broke all my fucking spine, all right. Jesus, it, Samuel. Where's the empathy?
Sorry.
More empathy.
More! Look, I'm really sorry.
So you should be. This is a hard story to tell.
How did you end up breaking your spine?
It were me and John Senior at No Right Turn. I'd built up this incredible heat with John Senior ever since he debuted at Bunny Mania. I felt dead honoured that he called me out for a rap battle, which, as we all know, I'm mega sick at.
Don't use your freedom pass. Don't fill your tent with gas. Cause when I whoop your ass, you'll be travelling first class to hell, bitch!
Really strong, that. Really, like BBC Three strong.
I think so. In some sort of lame attempt at mockery, with me being the Ginger Ninja, John Senior's finishing move was called the Kung FU. Can you believe I only found out hours before that he were going to beat me with it?
So how did you find out?
I were in line for bacon bits at Pizza Hut. The Welsh werewolf, Owl, who were in control at the time, leant back to grab some extra crispy croutons and told me I were putting John Senior over.
Something hardcore PWF fans will know that you were always reluctant to do.
Name me one industry where you're deliberately supposed to lose in order to gain an advantageous crowd reaction.
Wrestling?
It weren't right. Not after everything I'd done for the Pub Wrestling Federation.
When, I mean, in your time in the PWF, to be fair, you threatened to leave, went on strike, got drunk and told a young boy that wrestling was fake.
Demo!
No, you pinned your friend, who was trapped under a mound of scaffolding, you sued them for sexual harassment and used the money to set up an ill-fated Star Wars-themed ice cream parlour in sunny Blackpool.
Wookiee Door could have made millions for Disney. Millions.
So John Senior's got you in his pseudo-fireman's carry finisher in the ring in front of 30-odd pissed-out-of-their-skull fans who are all eagerly awaiting the monthly quiz. I mean, you're happy.
Not really.
You're happy to end the match clean. So how did you end up breaking your spine?
First, that's what happens when you do someone a favour. Second, and here's a top tip for any kids listening.
Kids, please stop listening.
Clear your bowels out before your match.
No,
like,
no.
Get out there in the car park and give it all you've got. Even if you've got to lie on your back in a disabled bay and pull your knees up to your chest, get that wind out. Because if you don't, you might just let out the most earth-shaking fart of your life, which accidentally mobilises your opponent, turning your entire body into a windmill and ending up on your head. Do you know what made it worse?
Can it get any worse?
After he pinned me, the only things I could move were my eyes and my ears.
Your ears? Moving your ears?
All the while, I were choking on confetti, which were raining down from a man in the ceiling on a ladder.
Okay, time for a very quick break. Let's go.
To this day, wedding ceremonies give me PTSD.
Sorry. When we come back, the champ will reveal his most painful break ever. Stay here.
Fragrance. A nasal journey that runs in through the nostrils and tramples over your senses. It's no longer about how you smell. It's about what you sound like when you douse yourself in glory. Crowd. Built-in speakers put tiny, dedicated fans in your pocket, cheering you on your path to greatness. Breathe in notes of sandalwood, leather, and bergamot. Breathe out a legend. Sound good. Smell gooder. Crowd. The fragrance. Pour homme, pour femme, pour non, pour la vin, pour le vanity, pour la poubelle.
Always the lowest blow.
You want to talk about it, or you're going to keep moping around like someone kicked you in the vagina?
You're wrestling with the champ.
Wrestling is real. The injuries are real. The pain is real.
And the parking fines are real. Doesn't matter where you're wrestling. If you don't have the correct change, you're leaving the night skint.
So what was your typical, take-home pay for any given night in the PWF?
Oh, they looked after me.
Really?
Paid me a packet.
Come on then. Spill it. How much?
Just one packet. but they let me choose. Cheese and onion, salt and vinegar. Sometimes, if you wrestled somewhere fancy, spicy knickknacks.
Let's get to your biggest break, right? The moment in your career where it rained pain and you didn't have an umbrella.
There was a promo. This one promo. Do you remember Barbara Ann?
Maybe I was at college then, sort of ducked out of it for a while.
Razor Ramona?
No, still no.
She changed her gimmick a lot.
Right, well, that explains it then.
So I was shagging her sister.
And that doesn't surprise me.
Me and Barbara Ann had built up this incredible heat, right? The fans were all over it, and so they had us do this bit on the set of Coronation Street.
You mean Audrey's?
Yeah, but it were Alma's back then. So we get into it, bit of give and go, to the point where I'm supposed to try and choke Barbara Ann out with a hairdryer. Only for her to escape and throw me head first through the glass window and onto the cobbled streets.
I mean, did that hurt?
Did it hurt? I fell 18 feet onto bloody stone.
I mean, but, you know, it's wrestling, right? There must have been a bump. And you've taken your fair share of bumps before.
Truly, it was the most painful experience of my entire life.
So the bottles stuntmen use in bar fights, what about those?
In the wrestling world, glass isn't glass. Or at least, it shouldn't be. They buy props from Hollywood, specially produced objects made hollow, thin or light to mimic the look and minimise the damage. If you've ever bought a metal bin from Aldi, same.
So, Barbara Ann threw you through sugar glass?
I wish. I was going through a tough time with her sister, so I called it off the night before. She was heartbroken, naturally. Her sister, who worked in the prop department at Pinewood Studios at the time, didn't show up to switch out the glass out of spite, and wham!
Oh!
Straight into the double glazing.
Double glazing?
Glazing, yep.
Wow, I mean, that is incredibly, incredibly hard to break.
It took Anne 10 minutes of constant pounding to shatter that window.
And then you landed 18 feet down on the famous cold, hard cobbles of Corrie.
Broke me head. They pieced me skull back together with a glue gun.
Well, how's the old noggin now?
I steer clear of hairdryers.
So, breaking your head, that was your biggest break?
No. As I come to, swimming in a sea of my own piss and blood, I see the Weatherfield Dairy's milk float hurtling towards me at 9 miles an hour. But my jaw had shattered too. I couldn't shout for help. It ran me over and burst my intestines.
That is... Oh, mate, you've had a shocker. You've had a shocker.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
So your biggest break was actually a rupture.
No, it was literally my biggest break.
Yeah, no. Funny, still not getting it.
The Corrie crew invited me back for a pint on set.
No way.
They even gave me a walk-on part. Well, obel-on part. In an episode on primetime telly. 2002! That moment, overcoming adversity to become a soap star was really what the Ginger Ninja was all about. And that was my big break.
Oh, cool.
Before The Rock went to Hollywood, the champ was rocking the Rovers.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. You only see the back of my head.
Face for podcasts?
Funny. No, I jammed me balls in the fruit machine and missed me cue. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Wrestling with the Champ.
I feel like we talked about three of your biggest breaks there, Champ, but there could have been loads more.
I'm saving the rest for my debut autobiography.
Oh, I'm pleased you got the time to write it. What will it be called?
Bars, Scars and Memoirs and Stars. Bars, Scars, Memoirs and Stars.
How about The Book of Ginger?
Sounds red hot.
Wrestling with a Champ was written and produced by Damien St. John and Ant McGinley. It starred Damien St. John, Ant McGinley and Dan Mellins. The Champ will return in the Hall of Flame.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
What if everything we've been taught is just all
wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Listen to deeply personal, insightful, and thought-provoking stories from the world's leading thinkers and doers. Listen and subscribe to The Unmistakable Creative wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This show is part of Podomedy, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out Podomedy.com now.